God is good. Amen. Faith. Five letters. Big meaning. That's what I'm going to talk about today. Pastor gave me full permission. He said he told me last night, he goes, don't hold anything back. And I said, okay, I won't. So Nana this morning said, who's preaching this morning? And I said, if you don't know who Nana is, it's Sharla. I don't have a Nana. I never had a grandma. So she said she could be mine. So I'll take that. But she said, she asked me this morning, she goes, Michael, who's preaching this morning? And I said, some guy from out Mobile. I don't know his name. And she goes, oh, yeah. And I said, you know, those Mobile preachers are, those South Alabamians are really holiness. So I don't know what he'll preach. I told her, I said, I may get up and leave in the middle of it. So we'll just see how it goes, right? We're going to get right in it. I'm going to be hopping all over today in Scripture, so just watch it on the screen. And I'm going to be hopping from the New King James Version and to the Amplified, because the Amplified is my favorite version of the Bible, because it literally jumps off at the page at me. My favorite verse in that the Amplified has is, it's when Stephen was being stoned, and this is just a little side note. Stephen was being stoned, and in the King James Version, which is an amazing version, it says that Stephen being full of the Holy Ghost. But in the Amplified, it says Stephen being controlled by the Holy Ghost. Controlled by the Holy Ghost. That just kind of slaps you in the face and says, whoa, wait, that has brand new meaning. Because I'm sure Stephen's flesh wanted to rise up. They were stoning him. They accused him of blasphemy. But Stephen being controlled by the Holy Ghost. Who wants to be controlled by the Holy Ghost? I know that I do. Yesterday on the rides, I was controlled by the Holy Ghost. Just ask Sydney, because I repented on that last ride. I repented. I got rebaptized. I got rededicated. I came to the Lord several times. So when the ride stopped, a lady looked at her husband because all the color drained from my face. And she said, honey, and I look at that man, and I said, don't ride it. Don't ride it. So if you're not saved this morning, we're going to go to Six Flags next weekend. And we're going to ride the Daredevil ride, and it's just going to be great. You're going to come to a saving knowledge of the Lord. This morning, the main scripture is going to be found in Hebrews chapter 11. But my introduction, and I'm just going to give you some simple definitions of faith. Faith is just not part of religion, but every aspect of our everyday lives. Have you ever seen electricity? You have? No, we've never. We can see that there's paper and other things and metal burning in a light bulb. But we've never actually seen the power of electricity. Now, when a power cord or when a power line comes apart, you can see that there are sparks and something like lightning that's flying out of it. But we've actually never seen electricity, okay? So we have faith that when we go to the light switch that it's going to turn on. And if not, we're gonna flip it 100 times, hoping that it's going to do it. Geography. Have any of you ever seen the Eiffel Tower in person? Nobody ever been to Paris? But we have faith that it stands there. Evolutionists often chide that those who believe in God for their faith. No one has ever seen any evidence of evolution. It is purely theory. That's, even they say that there's no proof to their findings. No proof at all. But we have proof in the Word. It takes more faith to believe in evolution than God. Repentance and obedience to God's Word is an act of faith. Right? A simple definition of faith is found in Hebrews 11:1. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of the things which are visible. Hebrews 11:1-3. Faith is a substance of hope. Substance in the Greek is hypothesis. It literally means a standing under. So when you say that you're a person of faith, that means you're literally standing under faith. You're literally standing under what God has done, the finished work in your life. You're literally, if you say that, then you believe it. Well, I hope you do, at least. Now, faith is the assurance, the confirmation. This is what it says in the Amplified. Now, faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality, faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. We have faith that God exists. We have faith that Jesus did the finished work on the cross. We've not seen it, but we have faith that we do. Faith stands under our hope. It is the foundation of our hope. Romans 8, 24 and 25 says, "For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is not hope, but faith that is not seen, excuse me, is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance." That's Romans 8, 24 and 25. Faith is the title deed, our privilege, to the things hoped. Hebrews 3, 14 says, "For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end." So faith comes by hearing what is told, and what is heard comes by the preaching of the message that came from the lips of Christ, the Messiah himself. That's Romans 10, 17.